But if you're in Georgia, like our next guest, actually Georgia's been rather cold this time of year too. Sharon Lipinski is with us. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
You have had that deep freeze, haven't you?
It is very cold today. Cold for us. It's like 50.
I was going to say. How cold?
It's about 50 degrees here.
Oh, you poor thing.
I'm bundled up. It feels cold.
Poor thing. No, I get that. Absolutely. It's all relative. Interesting. First of all, love having you on. We have Sharon Lipinski, a nationwide expert on giving circles, a speaker, and a military wife. She founded Change Gangs, virtual giving circles to provide help and resources for people who like to give money to causes that they care about. $100 billion is donated by the end of the year. Is some of that because of, large estates, or is it a lot of small giving?
Most of the giving happens in America is individuals. You know, everything that hits the news is the Bill Gates Foundation and Oprah Winfrey, and it's millions of dollars. But the real money is coming from people just like us at $50 at a time. So I really want people to understand that their donations do matter. It is changing the world when it gets the right charities doing the right work.
That's a lot of money. I know that when I was, we're attending a church, and they had adopt this boy, and this and that and the other, and I looked like a Scrooge, but I said, you know what, I want to do a little research here. I'm sure you're well-intended, but we all know and have heard of organizations that take in money, and they don't put it to use the way you thought that would. I guess 9/11 is the best example. The Red Cross brought in all that money, and they said, well, no, we're just not going to turn that over. And that was the intent of people giving.
You can't hear me, but I'm applauding over here. You know, you really did take the next step. Like, donating happens because of our hearts, because we care about what's happening in the world and we want to do something to make it better. But a good donation happens when we use our heads. And, you know, 9/11 is a great example of the earthquake in Haiti, another great example of good intentions gone awry and fraud coming about. So you really do have to take that extra step and do some research.
I was at a food drive. We have a local food pantry. Well, we have hundreds of food pantries, but we have one, Father Fred, which is probably the biggest. And when I got involved in that on the angle of the media, I said, you ought to go to a place called Gleaners. I said, you can get food for 16 cents a pound. He said, oh, well, we can buy it a whole lot cheaper than that. Meanwhile, we're asking people to bring in non-perishables and cans when your $10 would go a lot further if you just gave them cash. You say can drives aren't the way to go. Is it for those reasons?
Yeah, actually, you don't need me to do this show at all. I mean, obviously, you know a thing or two about donating. Yeah.
Oh, but we need you way more than we need one sometimes.
Just ask my boss.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, the thing is the food bank in your community is hugely important. It is such a support system for families who are struggling in your system. But if you take your $10 and you go to the grocery store, you know, I went and I bought a loaf of bread, a jar of peanut butter, a jar of jelly, and two cans of tomato soup, and it cost me $9.86. And maybe that's going to feed a family lunch for a week, maybe. But your food bank can turn $10 into 40 pounds of food, 40 pounds, which will feed a family of four for an entire week, all of their meals. So donate to the food bank, but just give them money. That's the biggest thing that you can do.
Well, that's the thing, too, because they ask for non-perishables, but meats and dairy are needed. And so with that cash, you can fill in what they're short on.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Sharon, when it comes to this end-of-year giving, I mean, is it, in your mind, is it because we're all in the spirit of the season, or is it because we've got to, you know, get those get in for the tax deadline, or a little of both? I mean, what is the motivation for people?
I think the tax donation is a big myth. By and large, I don't think people really care about the tax deduction. People want to give. People want to help. And at this time of year, I kind of have a philosophy about, you know, the depths of winter when, you know, things are cold and dark and you don't have a lot. It's the time when you're asked to reach in and give more. It's kind of an expression of faith that, you know, spring is around the corner and we will have something to give someday. But it really is a deep human need that we all have to give.
Yeah. Well, that's very true. What do you see as some of the more, I don't know, more popular recipients, nationwide organizations that tend to get and give more than others?
Well, you know, during the holidays, one of the very popular ways for people to give are toy drives. And those are wonderful. I like to caution people. I think there are three things to look out for when you're looking to give toys. First is that I think it's important to keep a level of anonymity and confidentiality, because nobody wants to be outed as the parent who is too poor to provide their children with Christmas presents. So, you know, try to make sure that the program is respecting people's privacy. And secondly, let them ask for help. You know, you don't really know what's going on in a family. They may not need help at all, or they may not want help. So make sure that the program is letting people come forward, raise their hand, instead of just giving out toys willy-nilly.
Isn't there a website that tells you what percentage of your donated money actually goes to the cause? And I want to interject here before I forget. The American Cancer Society, I had a close friend who worked there, and people would call and ask for a little bit of money here and there for gas money to get to chemo. And the American Cancer Society is research. That's all it is. They're not there to help locally. And that was quite a shock. So where do we go to find out how many pennies on the dollar go actually to the charity?
Well, so you're bringing up two great points, and I kind of want to separate them out. One is knowing what a charity does. Now, if you want to support cancer research, then donating money to the American Cancer Society is a great choice. But donating to the Livestrong Foundation is not. They don't do anything with research. All of their donations go directly to help people going through cancer. So it's important for you to get clear on what it is you want your donation to accomplish before you donate.
Right.
And then there are so many wonderful resources on the Internet that you can look at, and I actually have a list of them. Your listeners can go to my website, livinggenerouslyeveryday.com, and download the charity evaluation system. And I list a bunch of online resources you can look at. So there's GiveWell, which will help you look through the IRS documents. There's Philanthropedia, GiveWell, Better Business Bureau. There's lots of wonderful places on the Internet to start your research.
Yeah. We've got a caller with a question. If you're up for it here, Sharon, let's go to Herb in Rudyard. You are on with Sharon Lipinski. Herb?
Hi. I didn't really have a question. I just wanted to kind of share a story about giving locally, especially to families in need, through things like the Salvation Army, and in this case it was the City Mission Project when I lived in Kansas City. Our office of about 85 people adopted a family of nine whose father had recently died and mother had not worked outside the home. And it was a wonderful experience for me because, you know, I was pretty young at the time, and this was the first time I worked in a corporate environment and had really any kind of financial wherewithal to give much. But the family gave us a list of things that the kids needed, and one of them was a CD player. And they allowed our group that presented the gifts to the family the opportunity to come around and just videotape the kids receiving the gifts. And it was an amazing experience because they went around and asked each kid, which is your favorite gift? And when the kid that got the CD player held up the gift that we gave, we were brought to tears, my wife and I. And it's so powerful when you see the power of giving. And so I just encourage everybody in the listening area to reach out to local charities that help people in need at this time of year and to give as generously as you can. Even if it's a little, every bit helps. Thank you.
Thank you. Call. Sharon, reaction.
That's a beautiful story. Yeah. And one thing that I want to point out that's great about what he did is the family got to request what they needed. You know, we all have those Christmas presents that we've gotten from people who know us and love us dearly, and they're awful, you know, and they sit in our closet in the back and we pretend it doesn't exist. So it's really important that, you know, if you want to make sure that you're giving something that they need, well, let them tell you what they need.
We had a couple of situations. We were going to get our music pastor a gift of a guitar case because his was all taped up. And we mentioned that to his wife because we wanted to surprise. And she says, you know, he doesn't have a winter coat. And so obviously the shift changed. There was a, you know, change in our decision. But we did a thing called Christmas Wish here at the radio station for well over 10 years. And I was in charge of it. And I'd go home crying half the time. You know, my mom doesn't have a bed. She sleeps on the floor. And she doesn't know that we hear her crying at night. Oh, my gosh. I was about to whip out my own wallet for this. But and now this is a feel-good story. But then we had other people who up to 4 years later were writing to Christmas Wish, and we had stopped the promotion. We went in to adopt an angel, and they kept writing. They didn't even listen to the station. It was a little discouraging. It was like, oh, man, we haven't done that in 3 years. And so sometimes the unsavory type will lock on, and that's why you have to be careful, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, so sum it up for us. Someone going home tonight, or you know, when we get around the dinner table on Thanksgiving, and what we're thankful for, and how we want to be of help to others this season. Give us the Cliff Notes.
Well, your listeners can download some Cliff Notes at my website, Living Generously Every Day. And if you print this out, you can use this to evaluate any charity, whether it's local, national, international, small, large. And that way, you know, you can do what you guys are talking about, which is have an issue that touches your heart and then kind of come in and say, okay, but how am I going to do this so that it actually makes the difference that I want it to make? But I would very much encourage all of your listeners to give. It absolutely does matter. So please continue to give.
You had one other thing here I wanted to ask you about, advice for getting the kids involved in choosing which causes to support as a family. How does one go about doing that?
Well, the three things with family. So one, you know, you got to keep it simple with kids. You know, there are 1.5 million charities in the United States. So only talk to them about three. You know, don't overwhelm them with too many choices or really large, complex issues like, you know, climate change, you know, things like that. Just keep it simple for them. And then secondly, you want to adapt to your kids. Now, for young children, money is going to be an abstract concept. So instead of donating money with young kids, maybe collect books or visit a senior center or do something like that. And then as they get older, they're just going to naturally gravitate towards certain ways of giving. So some might want to, you know, volunteer with pets, and some might want to help build a website. Just make sure that you kind of adapt to what your kids, you know, are in their development and in their personality. And then finally is to have a family donation plan. So come together and talk about why giving to charity is important. Set an amount, like how much your family is going to give away this Christmas, and then come up with a plan for how you're going to do that. You know, is it going to be kind of a majority rules vote, or are you going to pull a name out of the hat? So, you know, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just kind of whatever works for your family.
Super. Thanks for
good
being
ideas,
with us.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. Sharon Lipinski. And I think that we've accomplished what we wanted to today. Thank you for your expertise.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Sharon Lipinski with us on the Afternoon Drive. It is the happy giving season, isn't
yeah.
it?